Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, with the words V'hoyah B'cha Chet. We had learned yesterday in the Braisim that the Pasuk says V'hoyah B'cha Chet. If somebody transgresses Baal Ta'acher, he will have done an Aveira V'loy B'kaban Chachet. But it doesn't disqualify the carbon if its owner was Oiver Baal Ta'acher. Ask the Gemara of Ahama Hachanafka, is this din learned from here? Ask the Gemara of Acherim Nafka, we learned it from what the Acherim taught us. The Tanya Acherim Oimrim, Yachu Yehei Bechor of Rish Nasai. One would think that a Bechor that passed its first year should be considered Kipsulei HaMikdashim, like disqualified Kabonis, V'yifasel, and should be now become disqualified to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. Tamalaymar, V'chad l'fnei Hashem l'kecho, Masa d'goncha t'yroshcha v'yitzarecha, u'b'chayris b'karcha v'tzayin l'echa. Machish b'cha l'maisa, the Pasuk is comparing b'cha to maisa. Ma maiser en nifsel mishon l'chaverta, if one leaves over his maiser from one year to the next, it does not become disqualified. For as we learned, the halacha is that meiser, as long as it's burnt by the third year, may be left from one year to the next. Af bechor, so to bechor, I would say, ein nifsa. Af bechor, so to bechor, ein nifsa. Mishon al chaverta doesn't become disqualified from one year to the next, even though one has transgressed baal ta'acher. So ask the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk of V'hoyah B'cha Chet? We already learned it from this Hekish, where the Torah compares B'cha to Maisa. Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. We still need the pasuk of V'hoyah B'cha Chet. Sakadat Chemina, we might have thought, Hani Mila B'cha, where is the animal not become disqualified by B'cha? The Labar Tzohu, the B'cha is not a carbon that makes a kapara. Avil Kachim. Other kabbonis, the b'nei hatsoninu, that are here to affect a kapara. A maloy l'ratzu, I would think they should no longer be effective. Once it's past the time, about ta'acher, kamash malon, that's what v'choy v'chochei teaches us, that there is still a concept that the animal, even the carbon, even after the year, after the time about ta'acher, is still have the ability to be meratzah to affect the kapara. So Rashi seems to be saying that this gemara is only referring to chatos and osham that affect the kapara. However, Taisa says it also refers to a carbon oila, because a carbon oila comes to be mechaper for somebody who is over a mitzvah asay. Mefarshim discuss, why would one even have a havamina to believe that if someone was over baal ta'acher, the carbon should not be effective? So one teretz the Rishonim give is because we have a rule by Kachim, Shina lo v'kosev l'akev, if the Torah repeats a din more than once, it's coming to teach us that this is essential, and the halacha about ta'acher, as we will learn, is mentioned more than once in the Torah. So we might have thought that the reason the Torah is repeating this din, is to teach us that if one is over baal ta'acher, the carbon is disqualified. That's why the Gemara teaches us that it's not so. And so another pshat, why one would think that the carbon becomes disqualified if the owner was over baal ta'acher, is because the carbon, the chiv, the obligation to bring the carbon, emanates from a neder. It emanates from the owner, even if he was obligated to bringing it, to make a neder, that I'm going to bring this animal as the carbon that I'm obligated to bring. So one might have thought that after one has transgressed baal ta'acher, the neder, so to speak, expired. And if the neder expired, the carbon whose chiv is based on that neder should now also no longer be kaidish. Kamash Malan, that even if someone is over baal ta'acher, does not mean that the neder expired. Ask the Mefarshim. So at this point of the Gemara, we have two psukim that essentially teach us the same thing, that a carbon does not become posel if we let it go past the time of baal ta'acher. So why do we need two psukim? So the Tori Evan says that if I only had one pasuk, I would think that the carbon is not possible, it's not disqualified, but it does not affect kapara. Now we have two psukim. One pasuk teaches us that it doesn't become disqualified, and the second pasuk teaches us that not only does it not become disqualified, but it even could continue to affect kapara. Another teretz is that if I would only have the pasuk of a hayu b'chachet, I would say that that pasuk is only referring to b'char, since a b'char anyway doesn't affect kapara, but a carbon that's supposed to affect kapara, perhaps it does become disqualified after the time about the Acher. That's why we need two psukim. Another teretz is, because if I only had the pasuk of Ahayi B'chachek, I would say that that pasuk is only referring to Kabonis, says the Merai Mesada, because the Torah doesn't give a specific time by when the carbon has to be brought. It's what we've been learning the last few shiurim, that there's a zman of Baal Ta'achar. However, regarding Bechor, where the Torah specifically says that it has to be brought within the year, one would think that there, if one waited past the year, the carbon becomes disqualified, so we need a separate pasuk for Bechor. But Katib continues to ask the Gemara, Midah ben Azay Nafka, this halacha, that a carbon doesn't become disqualified, even though the owner was over about to acher. We learned from what Ben Azai taught us, the Tanya Ben Azai Omer Oisai. The pasuk says regarding pigel, lo yuratza hamakrif Oisai lo yuchoshev Oisai matamad loimer. What is the Torah trying to teach us with the word Oisai? The fish and nemar, because the Torah says lo yisach l'shama, you're not allowed to delay in bringing the carbon you're obligated to bring. Shemeini af ma'achin nidroi. Baal Yerotzei, that if somebody was over Baal Ta'achar, that carbon cannot be accepted. Tamalayma oisoi. Oisoi b'lo Yerotzei. Pigel cannot be accepted. However, v'ei ma'achin nidroi b'lo Yerotzei, but this person who was over Baal Ta'achar does not cause that his carbon should not be accepted. So we already learned the halacha that the carbon doesn't become disqualified if the owner was over Baal Ta'achar from this limud. Why do we need v'hoi b'chachet? Says the Gemara, the limud is for a different limud altogether. El b'chachet, the pasuk comes to tell us that you will not have a sin for delaying bringing the carbon. V'lo ishtachachet, your wife will not get punished for you doing this aveira. Kosak dat chamina. Hoy avam Reb Yochanan v'tem Reb Elozer. And ishtoi shel adam meisai, one's wife does not die prematurely. Chas v'sholem. Elon came of action money mom of einloi. Unless he is asked for money and he doesn't have it, shenema, as the pasuk says, im ein l'cha l'shalim. If you don't have to repay, lama yikach mishkafcha metafcha, why should they take away your bed from you, your wife? Ema b'hai oven debal ta'acher nami ishtoi meisai. So one would think that someone's wife will pass away if he was over the Avera, Baal Ta'achar, Kamash Milan, that this is not an Avera for which one's wife will pass away. What is the Avera for which one's wife will pass away? So we have Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it's for the Avera of Gezel, that if somebody, Chas V'Sholem, steals, that's when his wife passes away. And Tosfos says that the Avera is if one makes a nether, and not that he delays in paying it, that he's over Baal Ta'achar. Rather, if he doesn't pay the nether at all, that's when he's over Baal Ta'achar. So Mefarshim asks, according to Tosfos, how can we ever know for sure that the person won't pay his nether, that his wife should get punished? There's always a chance that he'll still pay his nether. So a number of terutzim are given. One teretz is that he made the nether, then he said he's going to pay off the nether within a certain time. And that time comes and passes, and he doesn't pay his nether. So that's when Rechman's son, his wife, suffers. Or, if the person, says the Rishonim, makes it very clear that he has no intention of paying his nether, there, since he made it so abundantly clear that he has no intention of paying his nether, his wife will suffer. Another teretz given by the Ritva is that the person had the ability to pay the nether, and he was approached to pay up the nether, and he refused to pay the nether, and he now has no longer the funds to pay that neder, that is a situation where Rachman Tzlan, his wife, is punished. The Mefarshim discuss why should one's wife suffer because he stole or because he didn't fulfill his neder. So Rabbeinu Batzalel brought in the Gilyon, Rabbeinu Batzalel says in the name of the Gilyon, that if someone is not Mekayim the neder, someone steals, it perhaps happened because his wife brought him to that situation. His wife encouraged him not to pay the neder. Or his wife encouraged him to steal, and that's why she should suffer. And the Lev Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan, explains this in the following manner. He says, the Pasuk says regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Amuna Ve'ein Ovel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of justice. What does he say, mean? What does the Pasuk mean, says Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan? He says that if someone in this world does something and he's brought to court, and the court sentences him to jail, or the court sentences him to another punishment, so it's not only he who suffers by going to jail or by getting this punishment, his entire family suffers. But perhaps his family doesn't deserve that punishment. Yet, that's the way it is. He gets punished, and they are sometimes, as they say, innocent bystanders. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to give a punishment that befits, and everyone who suffers from the punishment deserves to suffer. Kela Muna Vein Ovel, says Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan, if we see that someone's wife suffers because of an aveira that he did, it must be because she deserved to suffer. She also must have done some sort of an aveira that caused this to happen. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbon. Mitzvah Sasecha. The Pasuk says, what you speak, so mitzvah Sasei. It's a mitzvah Sasei, Tibi Mekayim, Yoneder Tishmar. The Pasuk says you should watch, so mitzvah Lo Sasei. One is over a lav if he doesn't pay up his nether in the timely fashion. Tosfos asks that we have a rule throughout Shas that the word Tishmer can either mean an assay or can mean a lois assay. It depends on what context it's being used. So ask Tosfos, why do we say over here that the word Tishmer means lois assay? Why do we say it's an assay? Because it's in the context of mitzvah sasecha, which is a mitzvah assay. It says Tosfos that the word tishmar refers back to Baal Ta'achir, which is a lois assay, and that's why it's considered a lav. Vasisa ashara lebezdin sheyasucha. It's an obligation for Bezdin that he should make the person pay up his vow. Kash nadarta zaneder. That's referring to somebody makes a nether, he has a chiv about ta'achim. L'shem l'kecha, elu chatos, v'shamos, oilus v'shlam, by all these various kabbonis, if one doesn't pay him the timely fashion, he's over about ta'achim. The dava, k'mashmai, it refers to the dava. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amid will explain what's the difference between a nether and a dava. Asha dibarta, elu kach bedekabayis, if somebody donated something to the Beis HaMikdash, b'ficha, refers to zet staka, it refers to staka. I saw that the Sefer Orech Yesharim explains this words of a ficha zutztaka in the following manner. He says, we know that Rashi tells us that when Yaakov came to Lavan's house, and Lavan wanted to see if Yaakov had brought along with him any valuables, so he checked his pockets, and he saw his pockets were empty. So he checked his mouth, if he was concealing any diamonds or jewels in his mouth. Says the Aruch Yesharim, when a person comes to the next world and he's wearing the tachrichim, which we know have no pockets, the person comes with nothing on his body, nothing in his tachrichim, and he can't put anything into his mouth either. He's buried the way he is. What can he come? What can he conceal in his mouth, beficha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to find this and use it for his chus, zutztaka. The tztaka that he pronounced with his mouth, that he vowed in this world to give, that he could keep in his mouth concealed to help him be a schus in the Olam Ha'emes. Amamar, so the Gemara continues. The Braisa just taught us, Mitzvah Sasecha refers to Zu Mitzvah Sasei. That's a Mitzvah Sasei to be Mekayim. Ask the Gemara, Lomali, why do we need another Mitzvah Sasei? That person has to, in a timely fashion, be Mekayim his nether. We already learned it from the Pasuk, Uvasa Shama, Vavaisim Shama, Nafka. Next question. Tishmeru, the Braisa said that the word Tishmeru teaches us Zu Mitzvah Loisasei. The one is Oiver Loisasei. If he's Oiver Baal Ta'achar, ask the Gemara, why do we need this Loisasei Loisa'ach L'shalmei Nafka? We already learned it from that Pasuk. Next question. Vasiso, we said that the word Vasiso comes to teach us Ashara Lebezdin She'asucha, that the Bezdin should make us be Mekayim Al Nedarim. Ask the Gemara, Lamali, why do we need that pasuk to teach us this? Miyakrav oisoi nafka. We learn it from the word of Yakrav oisoi, the Tanya. Yakrav oisoi, melamid shekoifen oisoi. That we force him to mekayim his obligations to bring his kabonis. Yochabak karchui. We might think that even if he's not satisfied, he should still bring it against his will. Tamaloima luritsoinoi. That he has to bring it from his will. Hakeit said, "How does that mean? What does that mean?" Koyfenai, so we force him at shiyomer roitzoni until he ultimately agrees. And as the Rambam explains, famous Rambam in Masechet Gittin, the Gemara says Masechet Gittin, under number circumstances, we force a husband to give a get. Asks the Rambam, the Gemara says that a get given against the husband's will is disqualified. Explains the Rambam, really every Jew always wants to do the right thing. That sometimes the Yetzirah and other things get in the way from us doing the right thing. However, Kaifen I say, our job is to force him to take away the layers of Yetzirah, to take away the layers of things that prevent the person from doing what's right, and then until he ultimately does what he's supposed to do. So, and that the Beis Halevi says is pshat what it says in the Mishnah. La'olam yasek adam b'tayru b'mitzvah shaloy l'shma. A person should even do tayru mitzvah shaloy l'shma. Shematayr shaloy l'shma ba l'shma. Explains the Beis Halevi. What kind of tayru is the tayru of shaloy l'shma? What kind of a mitzvah is a mitzvah shaloy l'shma? Says the Beis Halevi, of course it's not the kind of tayru or mitzvahs that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. However, explains the Beis Halevi, that when the person will start learning tayru, when the person will start doing mitzvahs, those actions will help that he should do them right, because really every Jew wants to do what is indeed right. The Mefarshim ask that how could we, Tosfos asks, how could we force a person to, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that we force him to do the mitzvah? Obviously we force him to do the mitzvah. So Tosfos answers that since the pasuk says the word liritzoinoi, and we would think that it has to be completely to his will, that's why we need a lima to teach us that kaifonoisai. The Mefarshim ask that we have a rule that any mitzvah, the matan schara ksuva besida, whose schar is explicitly mentioned in the Torah, we never force a person to do such a mitzvah. So by tzedakah, the Torah says, "Kibglala adav azeh, yivarecha Hashem alkecha." If a person gives tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless him. So why do we? How could we force him to do a mitzvah if the Torah gives us a bracha? So a number of terutzim are given. The Marashdam says that this din that we force him to do a mitzvah is not said regarding tzedakah. Chiddush. He says it's only regarding kabbonis. Tzedakah, indeed, we can't force, because for tzedakah, the Torah gives us a reward. The Tosfos in Masechet Ksuba says that although by tzedakah there is a mitzvah sasei, but there are also mitzvahs lois sasei attached with mitzvahs tzedakah. Lois amitzis levavcha, v'lois sikbitzis yotcha. And since there are mitzvahs lois sasei, that's why we could force him. The Avni Meluim gives a different teretz. The Avni Meluim says that tzedakah is only considered a mitzvah when the person gives the tzedakah with simcha, when he's happy to give it. If he's not happy to give it, that's not the mitzvah tzedakah for which the Torah promises a reward. So now, obviously the person that we're discussing here is not giving tzedakah b'simcha, otherwise we wouldn't have to force him. Such a person doesn't have the schar that the Torah promises for giving tzedakah. And therefore, such a person could be forced to give tzedakah. There's machlokes between the tzais and the nesivis. When we say over here that we Bezdin forces the person to give tzedakah, what would be the halacha in any mitzvah that Bezdin could force somebody to give to do? Is it only Bezdin, or is it even every yachid, every Jew can force his fellow Jew to mekayim the mitzvah? The tzais says it's only in the power of Bezdin, but not in the power of the individual. The Nesiva says that just like Bezdin has the achrayis, the responsibility to force the person to do the mitzvah, so too every individual. However, says Dar Sumeach, that's only regarding all other mitzvahs. However, here where the Torah uses the word l'ritzoinoi, it's only Bezdin that has the ability to force the person to do the mitzvah tzedakah, and no one else. Rabbi Yashiv says that this halacha that we could force a person to do the mitzvah is only when the person already designated an animal for carbon but didn't bring it. But if the person didn't, said he's going to bring a carbon and didn't even designate a carbon, didn't even designate an animal, the entire discussion we're having here is not relevant. There is no din under those circumstances of l'ritzoinoi, and certainly Bezdin can force it. But the question is, here we have three questions where the pasuk really is repeating dinim that we already learned. Answers the Gemara. Chad, one pasuk is referring to a situation, the Omar, where he said that he will bring a carbon for Afrish, but he didn't designate a carbon. Chad, one pasuk is referring to Afrish, where he separated v'loy akrav and he didn't bring it. V'tzricha, and we need psukim for both situations. If we only had a pasuk for the situation where he said he's going to bring a carbon but he didn't designate one, he didn't fulfill what he said he's going to do. If somebody designated the animal, just didn't bring it to the mizbeach, wherever this carbon, wherever this animal is, it's under the control, it's under the ownership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he should not be mechayif about ta'achat tzricha. V'yashmin afresh v'layakrif. Have we only spoken about the case where he designated an animal but did not bring it? The kamash legabei. There he's over about ta'achat because he's keeping in his possession something that he should be bringing to the mizbeach. Avol omer v'layafresh. In a situation where he said but he didn't designate the animal, he just spoke, and since he didn't carry out his words under any circumstance, he's not chayif about ta'achar. Tzricha, that's why we need both psukim. Ask the Gemara, umi matzis amrit, the amr v'loy afrish, can we say that one of the psukim is referring to a case where he declared but didn't designate an animal? This pasuk speaks about a nedava. And we learned in the Mishnah, ezu nedava, Ezu neder, what's the definition of a neder? Where the person says, I will bring a carbon ayla. Ezu nedava, what's nedava? Where he specifies this specific animal should be an ayla. Mabe neder nedava, what's the halachic difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder by a neder mace, if the animal that he designated died or nignava was stolen, chai brachrius, he has to replace it. Because he didn't specify it has to be this animal. He says, I have to bring a carbon ayla. However, by nedava, meso nignava, if the animal died or was stolen, ain't a chai b'chriyos, because he designated this specific animal. And if this specific animal dies, so then he doesn't have to replace it. So ask the Gemara, how could you say that the Bryce is referring to a situation where he only said something and didn't specify, the Braisa says that the Pasuk is talking about a Nedava. And a Nedava, by definition, is a situation where he designated. Amarava, Mishkachsla. You could find a case of Nedava that was not designated. Kigoin, what was the situation? Damare halai olai, hare olai oila. The person says, I'm going to bring an oila. Amnash en chai b'chuyusai. So he uses the lashon of a neder. Hare olai, it's my obligation. But he adds a condition that if something should happen to the animal that he designates, he won't have to replace it. And like Tosfos points out, this is not considered a situation of masna, a mashikos b'Torah. He's making a condition against what the Torah says, because as we just finished learning, the Mishnah says that every neder, by definition, is a situation where he has to have a personal obligation and replace the animal if something should happen to it. So explains the Tosfos Rosh. Since we find that the Torah does tell us that there is such a concept of bringing a carbon, and if you designate a carbon, you're not obligated, you're not responsible if something should happen to it. Therefore, says the Tosfos Rosh, this is not considered that you created a new concept that doesn't have a place in the Torah. It does have a place in the Torah by Nedava. And here, therefore you could modify your neder to have this type of condition, and that's the type of nedava that the Bryce is referring to, not a situation where you designated an animal. The Bryce said, Beficha sutstaka. Amar Rava teaches us, Rava, tztaka mechayev al alalta. Tztaka, if one promises to give tztaka, he has to give it immediately. My tama, the kaimanim, the poor people are there, and they need their money immediately. Pshita, ask the Gemara, obviously, if you have to give the poor people, they have to get what they need. Answers the Gemara, Ma de Taima, Kivan, the Binyan of the Kabbanis Ksiva, since this din of Tztaka is mentioned together with the din of all the other Kabbanis, so I would think, add the Overla Sholosh Regolim, that one is not over for about Ta'achrabat Tztaka until three Yom Tovim pass, just like the din is by Kabbonis, that one is not over Baal Ta'akar until the three Yom Tovim pass. Kamash Mlon, that's what the Bryce is teaching us. Hosum with the Talon Rachman Bergolim. By Kabbonis, with the Torah connected them on Yom Tovim. So that's why the halach is, you're not over Baal Ta'akar until the three Yom Tovim pass. Aval Hachaloi, here by Tztok it's different. The Shchichanim, the poor people, that we have to give them their Tztok. However, the Rishonim and the Achronim make a number of interesting conditions to this halacha. One point that's made by the Rishonim is that is a kasha. We learned before in the Aftalid that the Braisa says that one is not over about to acher by tzedakah also until the three Yom Tovim pass. Yet here Rav is saying that he's over about to acher immediately. So this was a kasha that Tosfos was asked on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And Tosfos answers there's a difference. If there are poor people there, so it's like we just learned, one has to give the tzedakah immediately. But if there are no poor people around, there the halacha is that you're not mechuyev to give the tzedakah. There you have to give the tzedakah, but you have gimel regalim like all the other halachas about ta'achram. Another halacha that Rabbeinu Tam says is that if somebody pledges tzedakah to a tzedakah fund, and the gabbai, the administrator of the fund, is aware of his pledge, the person who made the pledge is not over about ta'achar if the gabbai does not collect his pledge, if the gabbai does not come to collect the pledge. Furthermore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the halacha, that it's only a person who makes this neder to give tzedakah who's over baal ta'acher if he doesn't give the tzedakah immediately if there are neim around. But the gabbai, the administrator of a tzedakah fund, who has tzedakah money, even if there are poor people around, is not over baal ta'acher if he doesn't distribute the money immediately. And in fact, there's an interesting shaila. What would be the halacha if a person has a charity fund, and when he puts the money into the fund, he says that he wants to distribute the money when and how he sees fit? There, say the Rishonim, the Ran says this, the person is not over about ta'achar, even if the anim immediately available. And the Ran explains why. Because such a person falls under the category of a gabbai tzedaka. And we just said that the Rabbeinu Tam teaches us that a gabbai tzedaka is not over bal ta'achar. This person who's administering his own charity fund is like a gabbai tzedaka. The stipler, however, takes issue with this Ran. He says you can't compare a person who's administering his own charity fund to a gabbai tzedaka. Because by a gabbai tzedaka, the person, he's not the person who made the nether. Here, it's the person himself who made the nether. Rather, says the stipler, quoting Achsam Seifer, he says that the reason why a person who has his own charity fund, and when he sets it up, stipulates that he will distribute the money when and how and to whom he sees fit, is not oiva bal ta'achar, is because the nether he's making is a nether that's made on condition. And any nether that's made on condition is fine. The condition this person is making is that I will not be mechuyev to give the tzedakah until I see when, how, and who. There's an interesting shaila. What happens if somebody donated tzedakah, but without a stipulation, and a poor person approaches him, but he says, you know what, I don't want to give to this poor person because I think there's going to be a poor person who another poor person coming who I may believe is more fit to give the tzedakah. The halach, is he over bal ta'achar or not? The shach seems to learn that he is over bal ta'achar. A person can't have these calculations. I'm going to wait for somebody different or better. However, there's an interesting Urayim. Urayim was a Rishon. The Urayim says that one is not over bal ta'achar unless he doesn't give the tzedakah that he promised because he's a tzar ayin. He has the money and he just doesn't have the heart to take the money out of his pocket, so to speak. However, if a person is not giving the tzedakah because he has a reason why he's not giving this person the tzedakah, according to Yireim, he will not be over bal ta'achar. The stipler discusses a different shaila. He says, what would be the halacha if a person was obligated to give tzedakah, particularly in former times, the community, the kehillah, had the right to tax the members of the community to give tzedakah, to give certain funds. Is there an inyan of bal ta'achar? Is bal ta'achar limited to something that I gave out of my own volition? Or is bal ta'achar even applied to something that I was obligated to give? And the stipler says that bal ta'achar applies even to something that I'm obligated to give, and his proof is because we learned in the Gemara on Daf Dalet, and we learned it again later, that Bal Ta'achar applies even to Leket Shechapeya. Leket Shechapeya is not something that's volunteer, something that I'm volunteered. I have to give Leket Shechapeya, and yet the Gemara says Bal Ta'achar applies to it. Amma Rava, continues Rava in teaching us, Kivin Sh'Aval of Regel Achad, once one Yontif passes, over Basay, he is immediately over an Asay. Meisvei asked the Gemara, so before we go further, the Rishonim discuss, how often is he over the say? Some Rishonim say that he's only over the say once. Some Rishonim say that he's over the say every yontif that passes, and he's not mekayim his nether, he's over the say again. And yet other Rishonim say that he's over the say every day. The Aruch Lener quotes a Chikrei Leiv. The Chikrei Leiv asks, the Gemara says Masech the Nazir, that if somebody says like Epatim an Oilam, I will not leave the world at She'ei a Nazir until I fulfill a vow of being a Nazir. The Gemara says Chayiv Liyos Nazir Yad, he automatically has to be a Nazir. So ask the Chikrei Leiv, why is not the same halacha here? If we're learning here that if somebody makes a nether to give tzedakah, if he's not mekayimit as soon as the first yontif comes, he's over an asay, why don't we make him immediately give the tzedakah? So two answers are given. One answer Rabbi Yoshev gives is that when somebody uses the language of Leipotim and Oilam, says Rabbi Yoshev, that's another way of saying, I'm going to be a Nazir immediately. And since he's saying, I'm going to be a Nazir immediately, he has to be Mekayimit. Here, he didn't use such a terminology, and that's why he's not Mekayimit to give the tzedakah. As long as he gives it before the first Yontif, he's not over in a say. the Aruch Liner answers the question this way. When the person says lo yipatim in oilam, and he doesn't put a time frame to it, we have to be concerned that Rechman al-Tzlan, this person will die immediately, and he will die, chas v'shalom, without fulfilling his vow. Here, there's a specific time frame by which he has to be mekayim this vow. Let's say he makes the ned of Chanukah at the time. So by Pesach, he has to be mekayim it. Says the Aruch Liner, for such a specific window of time, between when he makes the nether till the next yontif, we're not concerned that he will die during this period, and therefore he doesn't have to be mekayim it immediately. We don't force him to mekayim it immediately, as long as he mekayim it before the first yontif comes. Meisvei asked the Gemara, "Hey, it Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Pius, Avlat Shlomim, the child of a mother who's a Shlomim, she carved Shlomim, also be Shlomim." Mefarshim, Rashi explains that this could happen in one of two ways: either one designated an animal that was pregnant to become Shlomim, and then the animal has a baby, that baby has the status of a Shlomim, or an animal that was designated as a carbon Shlomim became pregnant after it was designated as a carbon Shlomim. So the halacha is that this child has to be brought as a carbon shlomim. Amar Pais, or Rabbi Pais said, "Ani made, I could be a testimony. Shahoyis lona parashas of cheshlomim. We had a cow that was a carbon shlomim v'chalnu lo bePesach, and we ate it on Pesach as a carbon shlomim v'chalnu v'lo de shlom b'chag, and we only ate his child on Sukkos as a carbon shlomim." So we can understand, says the Gemara Pesach Kavua, that the child was not brought on Karban Pesach. Because the halach is, an animal cannot be brought as a carbon before it's 8 days old. So here we have to be concerned that here the baby was brought on Pesach, and therefore, since it wasn't 8 days old before Yontav ended, it wasn't brought. Ella v'lada Batzeres Hechemashal of Avrabasei. We just learned that if somebody lets a yontif pass without bringing the carbon, he's over nasei. So the question is, how did they wait till Sukkos? Once Shavuos passed, they were over mitzvah nasei. Amr of Zvid Mishmei Derava, Kigoyin Shayachayla Batzeres. It was sick on Shavuos. And there's a machlaikis Rishonim. What does that mean? Rashi says that the animal was sick, so could not be brought on Shavuos. Tosfos says that the owner was sick, so he couldn't bring it on Shavuos, and that's why he waited till Sukkos. There's a interesting machlokes achronim how to view these positions of Rashi and Tosfos. Some achronim seem to hold that Rashi and Tosfos are really not arguing; they're just giving different ways of understanding the Gemara. Others say that Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos, because Rashi holds that the owner being sick is not an excuse. Why? Because the owner, says Rashi, according to Rashi, if he was sick, he should have sent the carbon with a shliach. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says a different teretz. My v'chalnu v'lod shlom b'chag diktani. What does it mean that we ate it on Yontif? Chag shvus, etaka means shvus, and they ate it on shvus, not to be over to say. Vidoch, why didn't Rav Zvid give this obvious answer? The Chag means Shavuos. Answers the Gemara, Kol hecha de tani Pesach. If the Gemara uses the word Pesach when it wants to refer to Shavuos, it doesn't call it a Chag. Tani Atzeres, it would call it Atzeres. If the Gemara calls it Chag, it must mean Sukkos, not Shavuos. The Torah Evid asks, how could they have brought it on Shavuos anyway? We learned the Masech Tabeis that Nedarim v'Nedavis ain't craven b'Yontif. So this was a Shlomim, and a Shlomim cannot be brought on Yontif. So the Aruch Liner answers that it would have been brought as Shalmei Chagiga. So if they're brought as Shalmei Chagiga, they could be brought on Yontif. Another teretz is given that it could have been brought on Erev Yontif. And the halacha is that a shlomim is nechel l'shnei yom v'layla echad, so we would have brought it erev yontif and eat it on yontif. Yet another teretz goes back to something we discussed in the previous year. We discussed that there are shittas that hold that when we say one is over bal tacha and shvuas, it doesn't mean shvuas. It means that we include the 6 days past shvuas, the 6 days of tashlumim. So that's exactly what happened here. That when the Gemara says that Shavuos passed and he was over to say, it doesn't mean the Yontif Shavuos. It means the Yontif Shavuos and the 6 days after Shavuos that are the Tashlumim of Shavuos. The Amarava. Kivan of love Shal Shagolim. Once 3 yom time pass, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, over Baal Ta'achar. Here, everybody agrees that he's over Baal Ta'achar on a daily basis, every day that he doesn't bring the carbon. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, eche b'char v'eche kol ha-kotchim. Both Bechor and all other Kotchim. And Taisa says, why is Bechor separated? Because the Pasuk speaks about Bechor separately. Kim and Shavarlem, Sharon below Regolim. As soon as a year passes without 3 yom tovim. Or Regolim must 3 yom tovim pass below Shana, Oivel, Bebal Tacher. Ask them, Ravai, my Tiyufta. What kind of question? What's the question that's being asked here? Omrav Kahana, Manda Kamaisiv, Shab Kamaisiv. The one that's asking question is asking a good question. Michti. Tana lav kamahada. The Tana says, Tana speaking about all the different lavim yo'over. Listen, so why doesn't the Brisa say the b'chol yoyim v'yoyim over Baal Ta'achar? The one is over Baal Ta'achar on a daily basis. Answers the Gemara, v'idach, and what is the answer? Tana l'mifka b'lav kamahada. The Tana wants to establish which lavin one is over if he does Baal Ta'achar. B'lav yaseir, but to mention that how many times he's over the same lav, like kamahada, that's not the purpose of the Brisa. Ask the Mishnah Melech. There's a machloikis Rambam and Ramban. If one is over Baal Ta'achar, is he also over Baal Yachal, that he didn't fulfill his vow? The Rambam says he's over Baal Yachal, and the Ramban says he's not over Baal Yachal. Ask the Mishnah Melech if, according to the Rambam, every time one is over Baal Ta'achar, he's also over Baal Yachal, and our Gemara is saying clearly that the Braisa wants to establish which lavim he's over, so why doesn't the Braisa include Baal Yachal? Answers the Mishnah Melech, so isn't a proof against the Rambam? Answers the Mishnah Melech that it's not a proof against the Rambam, because we could say that our Braisa is referring to Bechor, as we mentioned a moment ago, and the Bechor is not something that he vowed. It's a Bechor automatically, and that's why there is no Baal Yachel, and that's why the Braisa doesn't speak about Baal Yachel. Gufa. So the Gemara continues in analyzing this Braisa. Eche Bechor veche kol ha-kotchim, kivan lo yisharim b'lo yirgolim. As soon as a year passes without 3 yom tovim, or regolim b'lo yishana, or 3 yom tovim pass without a year, oiva Baal Ta'achar, the person's oiva Baal Ta'achar. Explains the Gemara. Bishlam regolim b'lo yishanim ishkachsla. We could understand how you could have 3 yom tovim without a year. Let's say the person makes the neder before Pesach, so he has 3 yom tovim Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and that's certainly not a year. El shana b'lo regolim. How could you have a whole year without any yom tovim heich mishkachsla? So says the Gemara. Hanicha leman damid is like a sidron. According to Rav Shimon, that says that one is not over Baal Ta'achar unless he has 3 yom tovim pass in a specific order, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Mishkachas lo. It could happen. Let's say the person made the neder before Shavuos. So Shavuos and Sukkos, the count doesn't begin. It only begins by next year, Pesach. Then you have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So it's a year and a half from when he went the neder, made the neder. And the Bryce is telling us that even though the three yom tovim haven't passed, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Ella Mandalas like a Sidron, but according to Mandalamid it says, as soon as 3 yom tovim pass, he's over Baal Ta'achar, Heichem Mishkachas Lo. What is the case they could have a year without 3 yom tovim? Says the Gemara. Bishlam le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Mishkachas Lo Mishonim Uberes. It could be found by a leap year. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Shana Tamima. This is talking, the Pasuk there is referring to a situation where one sells a home in a Bayis Erechayma, in a walled city, where Halacha is, that he has up to a year for the seller to redeem the house. If after a year he hasn't redeemed it, he loses his right to redeem it. So the Pasuk says, Shana Tamima. Rebbe Oim explains Rebbe, Maneh Sholosh Meis V'Shish V'Chamish Yoim, count 365 days, the amount of days Kamin Yemaisacham in the solar year. You count an anniversary. If it turns out to be a leap year or an extra month, the Sabra Loi, it's to the seller's benefit. So now Mishkach Slola Rabbi. We could find, according to Rabbi, how we could have a year without 3 yom tovim. The Agdashah Basachagamatis, he made the animal hegdish after Yontif. The chimata shili ada basra. The next year is a leap year. So when the end of next year ada comes, shana malya, you already have a year, 365 days, regalim loimalu. And Rashi gives two ways of understanding this. One is where the person made a neder on Isruchag Pesach, which is Chaf Beis Nissen. And now we have a leap year. So next year, Chaf Beis Adar, explained the Rishonim and Rashi, is 354 days later, because a lunar year only has 354 days. Add another 11 days, the discrepancy between the lunar year and the solar year, and we're still before Pesach. Or another way Rashi explains it, when the Gemara says that he made the nether after Pesach, doesn't mean after Yontif is over, he made the nether during Yontif, and again, the 365 days will come before Pesach comes. El Rabbonim that follow a anniversary day, Heichem Mishkachsla, that we could have a year without three Yom Tovim, answers the Gemara, Ketani Rav Shmaya. It could be the way Rav Shmaya taught us. Because the part, Rav Shmaya says, Atzeres, Pam Chamisha, sometimes Shavuos is 5 days in Sivan, Pam Shisha, sometimes it's 6 days in Sivan, Pam Shiva, sometimes it's 7 days in Sivan. Hakeitzit. Shnei Meleim, if the month of Nisan and Iyar both have 30 days, and we know Shavuos is 49 days after Pesach, then Shavuos will be on Chamisha, on the 5th day of Sivan. Shneim Chaserim, if both Nisan and Iyar only have 29 days, so then Shavuos will be on Shiva, on the 7th day of Sivan. Echad Mali Vat Chaser, if 1 month has 29 days and 1 day has 30 days, Shisha, then Shavuos will be on the 6th day of Sivan. So now we could have the situation, how we could have, even according to Rabbanon, the anniversary should come before three Yom Tovim. This year Shavuos was 6 days in Sivan. The person made the neder this year on the 6th day of Sivan. Next year Shavuos is on the 7th day of Sivan. So we have a year, we have the anniversary before Shavuos. Says the Gemara, man Tana the Polyglot Rav Shmaya. Who's the Tana that disagrees with Rav Shmaya? Acherim he. Says the Gemara, it's Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim, Omrim, Ein Bein Tzeres LaTzeres. There is no difference. If you want to know when Shavuos will be next year, it's always 4 days later. Because they say that the Jewish calendar always has 6 months of 29-day months and 6 months of 30-day months. So we figured out that way. The year is 354 days. 350 is divided by 7 is 50 weeks. And then you have a remainder of 4 days, which is the difference of days between 1 year and the next. And the same being Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Ela Arba Yom Belvad, you only have these 4 days. Vim Hoys Hashanah Muberes, if the year was a leap year, there's always going to be 5 days between Yom Tovim. Why? Because a leap year has another month which is 29 days long. 28 is 4 weeks, plus one more, the 29th day. So we have 5 days between when Shavuos was this year and next year, or between when Rosh Hashanah was this year and next year. What are the Chayim saying? The Chayim essentially saying that every year has Shavuos will be 6 days in Sivan. If every year Shavuos will be 6 days in Sivan, we won't have a situation how we could have a year without three regalim.